The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Well, happy Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. Let's do this thing. G-Bag Nation for the next five. Eric Chiafalo and the Super Bowl wing scout, Brian Broaddus. He's a champion, and he's ready to talk some sports with us. We haven't asked Broaddus anything coming up later on in the program today. Yeah. So start brainstorming some questions.
Maybe some
for the
draft
old man.
Questions. I've got about 55 players or so done. So if you have some interest in that or anything, maybe crawfish season around the corner. Crawfish tips. I still need to get with Bobby Belt and do that video.
Yeah, you guys will be talking about that for the next 10 years.
I've been talking about it. I've been talking about it for like 5 years, and Bobby's like, oh, I've got the mics, I've got the camera, we can, and I'm like,
we're just waiting for that action, boss.
Yeah, it's need to get that done. Your day good yesterday?
Yeah, Merry Christmas. I mean, the Lucas stuff was definitely bothersome. Yeah. That game getting out of hand up until Kyrie said, you know what, let me put the cape on real quick.
Yeah.
Let me go superhero style right until it really matters for a three-pointer in 37 seconds. That's not going to go, but yeah, it's all right. He made it fun. He made the fourth quarter fun, and now we're on Luka return watch, and I don't think we should be holding our breaths on this one.
No, I don't think so either.
It's going to be extendo period without Luka.
Yep. Sure is.
Might be looking at, what, Valentine's Day time? Might be just looking at All-Star. Can they get to the All-Star break without having to exert him?
Sure.
I don't know. It's definitely unfortunate, but he's been dealing with that left leg for a while now.
Yeah.
And when you go from a super deep finals run to Olympic basketball, you don't really get that time off. So the wear and tear is there. And now we'll just cross our fingers that the depth of this roster, what Nico Harrison has done putting this thing together, they can withstand. And they did a nice job of that just a few weeks ago when Luka had to miss some time with the wrist. And he came back better than ever. So hopefully some time off and just keep this thing afloat and then make a nice little spring run once again with healthy Luka, hopefully.
Luka.
If that's even a real thing.
Luka getting in shape during the wrist injury and all that. We were kind of loving that.
I sure was.
Do you think Luka not playing basketball during that time had something to do with this? Like the injury?
This injury?
Yeah.
No, I think he just hasn't had enough time. I think he's been dealing, calf has been bothersome. They've been just trying to band-aid it a little bit, and now they're at the point where
but
they can't.
But man, he went a good couple of weeks not playing, right?
He missed, I think he missed like five games or something.
Yeah, it felt like more than that.
I think they're six and two on the season without him. So he missed a total of eight. But
I just wondered if, that maybe this was something that, the off time that he was having to deal with that wrist maybe got him a little bit, maybe messed him up a little bit in the conditioning and things. I mean, the conditioning and stuff was, I guess, fine. But when you don't play, does it?
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of why all of a sudden, my man's dealing with it. I know he's dealing with a cap, but I didn't. This is pretty devastating.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. And then you got to make sure that it's 100% before you get him back. And hopefully the team will win enough to allow for that, give him the time that he needs. And then, we've seen the Mavericks be a much different team in the postseason. So now is this going to make your seeding right now, you're like top four in the West. Are you going to remain that way without Luka? Probably not.
No.
But we know what this season's about, and it's not about anything other than taking care of business when it matters in the postseason. And we've seen the Mavericks rise to the occasion when you have Luka and Kyrie and just the experience that they have, Jason Kidd. Everybody just gets better in the postseason for them. So if they don't have home court advantage or something like that, at least you have a healthy Luka at that point. And that's what it's all about. So that's now what we're going to be on. We'll have Bobby Corella, All-City Dallas, one of our favorite Mavs buddies, joining us in the Expressway at 520 today. Break it down a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that was unfortunate yesterday. Took the wind out of my sails. And overall, even the football games, I mean, that Ravens-Texans game was brutal.
No.
I mean, the Texans are an absolute disaster right now.
They are.
That is such a funny score.
Yeah. With the two.
Medford was making the case today on the KNC Masterpiece that it would actually be better to just have had the
bangle, shutout.
Just have had the 31-0.
Yeah.
We've seen that before, and they wouldn't have been the first team this year thanks to what the Saints did on Monday night being shut out. So they wouldn't have had that sort of joke going around. But either way, it's a disaster. 31-2 is hilarious. Derrick Henry on that safety was, you're kind of wondering what were you doing there, Derrick Henry, backed up on your own goal line running backwards 5 yards. But it was a nice play by the Texans, and it's really the only nice play you can think of. It was all Baltimore all the time, and they punish people.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's Baltimore, and for the last few years, and they just haven't been able to put it all together, keeping Lamar healthy enough for a postseason run.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is the year for him. Maybe this is the year for him, because he is clearly playing the best football of his career, despite the fact that he's already a multi-time MVP. He's just continuing to level up.
Yeah.
So maybe this is the year for him. But, man, when they get on you sometimes, they tear teams up, dude. And the Texans, they got no shot.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to play the Texans.
Well, see, that's the thing.
Please put me against the Texans in round one. I'll go to Houston, no problem, if I'm one of these wild card teams.
Yeah, that's the issue. And it's probably going to be – Houston traditionally is that – Saturday afternoon, when the playoffs start, and it always
they're always this. It's either the Texans or the Bengals.
It's the kickoff game. It's the kickoff game for the playoffs. Here we are. We're all going to go to Houston now. But some of these teams, man, with the Cowboys, if the Cowboys playing better, you know, I'm trying to kind of tie the Cowboys in, but you played a lot of teams that were good initially and now don't look so good. Saints, you know, we'll see what Atlanta does, but yeah, that, and they also talk about maybe what Houston. It doesn't look like a very good team right now, does it?
No, not at all.
And then here you are, you know, you just got demolished by them. Like,
big
yards.
That's, you know, that's when the Cowboys.
Yeah, you'd like to at least think that maybe you could play, if you played these teams later in the year, that you might have found a way to win the game instead of just looking just terrible when you played them first time around.
Yeah, the Saints for sure.
Yeah.
Perhaps even the Falcons.
Falcons, Saints.
But that's what, it's such a long year.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a long season. And
but it does matter when you play somebody, I think.
Oh, it definitely does.
I think it matters. There's some of these teams you just don't want to play early in the year. I don't think you want to play Cincinnati ever late in the year, because Cincinnati always looks like crap the first part of the season, and then they kind of start, they figure it out. You know, then Joe Burrow, they start getting healthy, Chase, do some things on defense, you know.
Yeah, they've been one of those weird teams that has some rough Septembers and then kind of gets it together. For the Bengals, their defense hasn't been able to get it together for the most part, but they still have a playoff chance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Still have a playoff chance.
Well, I think that's where, you know, we're talking about those teams that we're going to potentially get flexed. You know, because I know we were having discussions about the Cowboys and the Commanders. That ain't going to happen. Those two flex games, I think, are going to be Minnesota, Detroit. That one's going to be potentially for the number one seed, right?
Yeah. So you're talking about Week 18,
final games.
Game,
yeah.
Final week of the season,
yeah.
And how they're gonna put the games.
Yeah, I think Cincinnati and Pittsburgh's the other one. I think Cincinnati is going to be playing for a spot there, depending on what happens. So I wouldn't be surprised if the two games that we see that night, that Sunday night, we're going to be the
Detroit,
Minnesota, and then Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. That'd be my guess.
I could see that for sure. Yeah, 31-2 is not actually scoregami, though.
That's not.
No scoregami. That score has happened two times before.
Hmm. When's the last time? You have it?
September 19th of 1965.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't even know the two teams that were playing there, but I followed the NFL scoregami account, and they informed me of that because I'm thinking, I think the halftime score was a halftime scoregami. We'd never seen a first half score, whatever it was, something to two. But the 31-2 has been seen before. Unfortunately for Texans fans, it hasn't been seen until last night. It hadn't been seen until September 19th of 1965. So just a truly hilarious score and a team that looks terrible right now. Offensively, I mean, dude, C.J. Stroud and Bobby Slowick, who was the play caller for them, came from San Francisco last year with D'Amico Ryans. It was a nice year. His stock was up. And obviously so was C.J. Stroud's, but now it is down in the basement. I don't know that Bobby Slowick's going to keep his job as the play caller for the Texans. I mean, C.J. Stroud, since week nine, he's completing less than 60% of his passes, under 7 yards per attempt, and he's got just as many touchdowns as interceptions, and they've won 3 of 8 games in that time.
Yeah.
Just spiraling down. Fortunately for them, they're in an awful division.
Yep.
So it keeps them afloat.
Keeps you afloat. That's what you got to have. I mean, I can say that's that team. You know, if you wish you'd have played them, play them late when they've really got, you know, they were really firing on all cylinders when you played them. And now here they are, you know, they're struggling to get into the tournament and you're nowhere near the tournament.
Now we will have some more Christmas football takeaways. We'll look at the Christmas basketball stuff as well. I do have a Jalen Hurts update after Broadus gives me this nugget.
Yeah. You know, you talked about things that, yesterday, I mean, you had a good day, right? Overall,
I had a great day. Other than the Luka stuff and the Mavs getting down by a million, and then the Texans putting up no effort. I mean, everything else was great. I mean, watching the kids open the gifts. Yeah. My brothers. This is pretty special, and we'll talk about what was the best gift you either received or gave this holiday season. You can text that in 877-881-1053 before G Bag of the Day here in just a few minutes. But I'll go ahead and spoil mine. My older brother came to my house the other day, and I could tell he was just kind of like, he was not impressed with what he saw, and I couldn't really tell what it was. I was like, yeah, it's a little bit of a mess. You know, I got a bunch of kids, but I could tell he left, and then yesterday I find out he was watchdogging my TV situation.
Oh.
So him and my brothers and my parents went in on a new TV for me and the wife, which was a great gift, totally surprised. 58-incher. Yeah. I mean, Chris Strong, 58 inches of television screen. That's the biggest I've ever had. We're going from like 42 with a power button that doesn't work, and I got to have my wife use her small finger to fit in the little power hole because it's been out. It's a Sanyo. It's probably a 15-year-old television. If you turn it up just loud enough, you can hear the rattling, you know, the audio. But it's been fine. It's gotten the job done. But my brother came over the other day.
I'd say your family's pretty observant.
Yeah. My brother was like, dude, we can't be having this. No, so Merry Christmas to me. That was the best gift I got.
That's unreal, and that was a complete surprise, too. You weren't expecting it whatsoever.
Total shocking surprise.
That is awesome. I'll tell you this real quick, if I can. I'll try and make this a quick story. All right, yesterday...
We got all day.
Okay, yesterday, Bennett... You know, so it's Bennett, my mom and dad, and Bennett's mom. We celebrate, you know, the Christmas together. We have opened up...
You did the Mexican feast, Tex-Mex, right?
It was excellent.
How was the enchiladas?
Excellent. Mom with the chicken sour cream enchiladas, she was top shelf. Did a great job.
Way to go.
So we do all the gifts, open up everything, and then we move on. So I go back over to Bennett's. He and I get together, and I pay his tuition for University of Texas for the spring. So he could do it on his computer, but it's fine, you know, so it's...
It's fine, but it sucks. It's fine, but it's fine. You know, but it blows.
Well...
But it's fine.
I've come to learn that Bennett, when he went back to Austin for the playoff game against Clemson, lost his mom's keys to her car. He was driving, like his mom was out of town. He was driving her car, lost the keys to the car. She has a BMW car.
Wow.
And so.
He was really high rolling.
Oh, he was high rolling. Well, he has his own. He's got his own. His mom got him his own car. But he left that in Austin, came home with friends. So borrowing mom's car while he's driving around. Well, he just so happened when he went back to Austin that he took the keys, his mom's keys, with him. And they were in his pocket when he went back to Austin.
So he dropped the car back off here in DFW
and then took the keys with him.
Oh, so schmuck of the week? Yeah, we could probably award him.
Well,
I've done that a million times.
Schmuck of the week. He takes the keys. He loses the keys.
Oh, geez. He's doubling down.
He's doubling down. Mom is the Apple that the way to find the, you know, when you like you lose like the.
Oh, she's got like an air tag on
air tags.
Okay.
She's got air tags on her keys.
Hey, that's a heady play. She knows her son well.
Yesterday we're trying to find the car. Okay, so she pulls up. Air tags show that the keys are somewhere in Abbott, Texas.
I don't even know where that is. Where's Abbott, Texas?
Outside of it's going south. It's right around Hillsboro is where it is.
Oh, okay.
So about an hour and a half, hour 20 minutes from here.
What?
So I look at Ben and I'm like, get in the car. We're going to find these keys.
Wow.
And so
brought us ready to save the day.
So like, but Bennett's kind of like, ah, oh, Dad, do we really have, I mean, just.
It's Christmas, Dad.
I'm like, Bennett, your mom is not too happy with you right now. You need to get your ass in the car and let's go.
Wow.
Let's go.
The A word on Christmas. Yeah, you know, Pops is serious.
I was serious. So we get the ping, you know, we get the ping from the Apple tags. And it's like, literally, he's like, all right, Dad, we're like driving.
I got to be honest with you about what I was doing this night, Dad. Here we go.
Okay,
I gotta confess.
Here we go. Yeah, exactly. Him and the buddies were pulled over on the side of the road to on the exit ramp area down there, service road, to use the men's room. Keys were in his pocket. He's messing with doing his business out there. Keys fall out.
Is he just taking a leak outside? When you say side of the road, you mean literally.
He is. Yeah. Him and his buddies are driving back.
Okay. Yeah.
Like they have to use the men's room.
Yeah. No gas station.
They jump out, but the keys fall out of the pocket right here in front of this big ranch. Like there's got this big cattle ranch. So like Bennett gets out of the car. We park. And he's like, okay, it's pinging. I got a ping here. So he got this big circle on his phone, and he hits it. He goes, Dad, we're 17 yards away from these keys. So
wow, that thing's dialed. It knows exactly.
I started walking north. He started walking. I was walking south. He was walking north. And all of a sudden, these cattle are down there by the fence, and they're thinking they're going to get fed. So they're all hustling over. They're thinking I'm showing up to bring food.
They got ball sack.
No, they got ball sack because I'm literally just looking for keys.
You're looking for keys, and you're hoping you're not going to find them in horse doo-doo.
Yeah, Bevo and friends are over there hanging out. They're thinking they're getting fed. Not today. So literally I walk all the way down. I start walking back, and I look up the hill, and Bennett's got
doing the touchdown dance.
He's doing the touchdown dance with like what with the keys, and I'm like, all right, way to go. Good job. And I go, how'd you do it? He goes, in that circle, you hit the button, and it tells you exactly where it takes the circle and makes it to where the area is.
Okay.
So
those things really work.
I'm telling you what, this thing is that Apple. I thought when people like, oh, we air tag and this, that, I'm like, nah, what an idiot.
You wish you had the air tag on that 2016 Chevrolet.
Oh, God, tell me about it.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
So that's how you spent your Christmas?
Spent Christmas.
At least like 3 hours worth, right? No, wait,
listen to the Mavs game. Listen to Coop. Coop with the fourth quarter coming back.
Oh, I bet that was Coop, electric.
Oh, it was electric. And then Bennett turned on his phone because he was dealing with fantasy football and his stuff. So anyway, but yeah, that's my
outstanding
Christmas. And then did that. So
you've outdone yourself.
I'm going for Dad of the Year. Trying for the Dad of the Year stuff.
Well, you're in the lead right now. Heavy favorite is Brian Broaddus. Merry Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. We got Chris Strong, who just broke some personal news to us off the air. We're going to bring it to the air coming up at some point here. He's in for Lucius Alexander, and we got the G-Bag of the Day coming up here in about 11 minutes. What was the best gift you received or gave, and how would you grade your Netflix football experience? That's next right here on The Fan. Thank you, Chris Strong. Can anybody beat this as the best Christmas present given or received this holiday season? 877-881-1053. 469 says their best Christmas present this year was his fiance, who he hadn't seen in 4 years, surprised him at home from the Philippines.
Wow.
How about that, dude?
That's excellent.
Fiance of 4 years. You haven't gotten to see your fiance in 4 years.
That's some love right
gracious.
There.
Yeah. That's the truest of love.
Yep.
Getting that, especially that being a surprise, you know?
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a heart attack level surprise.
Yeah.
Like one that will make you fall off your feet.
Yeah. You're questioning for a second, like, is this actually happening? Yeah. Oh my gosh. Flood of emotions.
Well, congratulations to both of them.
Man. Seriously, yeah. Man. That's great. I don't know if anybody's going to be able to beat that. We do have some other heartwarming gifts, though. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's one gentleman here who received, let's see, he received a custom hoodie in the 214. Wife made me a custom hoodie with dad spelt out with the first blanket our son was wrapped in.
Wow.
So you take the swaddling cloth and you cut it up to spell dad. You make a hoodie out of it. Bada boom, bada bing. I mean, that's the heartwarming stuff right there. You know, that's thinking outside the box.
That's another well thought out gift.
It is.
It takes effort to do things like that. And congratulations on getting that done.
Our buddy Tony in the 214 says he was watching basketball. He was not doing any Netflix football. He does note that he wishes us happy holidays here. So I guess he doesn't have Netflix. So that just boxed him out of the football.
Yeah, my mom and dad were the same way. And my mom absolutely loves watching Pat Mahomes play. And she, you know, she knows Andy Reid from the times in Green Bay. And so, yeah, it's just really kind of, I wonder how many people, but there's a lot of people that do have Netflix. And it was good to see that it didn't, I guess they had some audio problems.
They had a couple of hiccups there. Yeah. You know, they were still working out the kinks a little bit. They didn't come out of the gates on fire because they opened up with the lovely Kay Adams.
And you couldn't hear her, could we?
And her whole opening monologue setting up the day of Netflix football. Yeah. Welcome to a new era in broadcast sports. You couldn't hear for the first 20 seconds.
Yeah, it's a
and
shame.
And so I'm sure a bunch of people were, hitting the remote, trying to figure out, wait, what's going on? Did we mute it? Is my sound bar broken? Nope, it was Netflix. Probably just some random producer who forgot to pot up her microphone or something like that. Something that simple and silly can get the best of you sometimes. But overall, I mean, I thought it was a pretty good presentation. They're, of course, bringing in a mixed match of broadcasters.
CBS was involved, huh?
Yeah, was the one that was really putting on the telecast. Mm-hmm. So there weren't really any hiccups from that standpoint. A couple of people on the text here noting that some of the camera angles and stuff like that were cool and unique. I liked the score bug. I thought that was all fine. They did inadvertently have only two timeouts for each team on the score bug to start the game out.
Oh.
So that was just another sort of glitch in the Netflix Matrix yesterday. But I mean, I didn't have any
Bulldogs though, right?
There was no Bulldog mistakes.
Okay.
So they did.
That's a start. That's a good start.
That's true. They can look at the worldwide leader at ESPN
and say, hey, can't have the Bulldogs.
They got Bulldogged on their bowl game. At least we didn't have that happen.
True.
I'd rather be muted for 20 seconds and give the teams two timeouts than Bulldog an entire university, when this is supposed to be a happy time. They made a bowl game. So. Otherwise, though, I mean, it was cool. It was fine. You saw some familiar faces. But they weren't used to working together, so there was that dynamic, particularly in the booth. But you had the Eagle family,
kind of like
Ian and Noah as play-by-play guys.
Like Tom Brady and, working with his guy, kind of awkward.
Still trying
week 17, still kind of.
Yeah, trying to make up for lost time there. It's tough. It's tough to work all that stuff
Kevin
out.
And Kevin Burkhart, Evan,
He loves
saying KB. Like
they've
never really worked together.
He loves just calling him KB all the time.
He loves using the nickname. He's a nickname guy. Brady's kind of always using everybody's nickname. He's a, cookie. Remember that
one? Oh, yeah, with Brandon Cooks.
Yeah.
That was a nice educational moment with Brandon Cooks. Yeah. I wonder, we need to ask Eric Kendricks today if he calls Brandon Cooks cookie.
Yeah.
If that's something that happens in the Cowboys locker room or if that was just a Patriots thing.
Patriots thing, I'm sure.
469 said they didn't like the score bug. It was too big. Agree to disagree on that, but I get it. Overall, they didn't crap out on you. You didn't get the buffering thing. I had, when the game was going on, I didn't have any issues from that standpoint.
Well, is the score bug too big for that person, but not for you on the 42-inch TV.
Yeah, that's true. Watching it maybe on my new TV once I get that put out.
Oh, it's too damn big.
Which, of course, I'm going to need my dad's help. I mean, is that shameful at 30? That TV's not going on the wall until my dad comes to my house. So I'm on his time now.
I'm on his time now.
Yeah. All right, now it's time to go into the Pimp Cup where Christopher Strong has today's G-Bag of the day.
Yes, sir, guys. On Netflix, that was a pretty good group of broadcasters. I mean, halftime, too, with Kay Adams. It's a good sight.
Yeah. You appreciated that, huh? The holiday spirit?
It was definitely a good sight.
You know who's looking damn good, too? Manti Te'o. That dude
he's
is...
on, but he's on the...
he does some NFL Network stuff.
Good Morning Football he's on.
He was doing his thing. They got RG3 out of his fired retirement.
Yeah.
Put him in there.
He was
goofing around. He put his face all up in that football cake. We'll get to the football cake stuff, too, because they were trying to do the Thanksgiving turkey leg MVP stuff with the players.
Yeah.
They weren't really participating too much, but it was a lose-lose situation. I'll explain that a little bit later on in the program.
Yeah, Mina Kimes, RG3 too. It was great. But here we go, G-Bag of the Day for Thursday, December 26th, 2024. Grateful, blessed to fill in for Lucius Alexander. He'll be back on Monday. But for now, the one-time winner is Pat McAfee. He was on the broadcast for Tennessee, Ohio State. I don't know how this got over the air.
Same here.
I mean... pretty questionable to the ESPN producers, but this guy on the air.
You boys are down there in front of the Tennessee fans. There has to be a lot of regret coming from down there.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible. I honestly am starting to feel bad for some of them, and the worst part is Thick Nut, a.k.a. Slim Nut, is busting his all over their face because he partying in front of them right now.
Yo.
Yeah, every time a nut goes wild, things get crazy.
Unreal.
It is.
Do we just not care anymore?
It's truly unreal. I don't know. I mean, he is. I'm thinking maybe next week we do the most influential people in sports for 2024 for like a top 10 list or something. How can McAfee not be on that list just with the way that he is pioneering an entirely new way of doing things in culture just as it pertains to Disney's ESPN?
Family network.
It's like, boom, dude.
Man, they don't care.
That was a heck of a description and super funny, and I can't believe that it was on ESPN.
I'm grateful for the change, but also that felt like it might have been taking it a little too far for like the parents and home and all that, but we respect that. We respect that here. Let's look at our nominees for today. Oh, we have some good ones. Coach Prime.
Oh.
They're down in San Antonio for the Alamo Bowl. They're taking on BYU. And Coach Prime, he doesn't want his players smoking in the hotel.
Last but not least, if I smell smoke on any floor, or if I get somebody that tells me somebody smoked it on that floor, that would be your last puff. I'm just trying to tell you, it's going to be your last puff. That's just going to be your last puff. I hope it was good, because that's going to be your last one. I promise you, if I smell smoke on your clothes at practice in the morning or at breakfast or anything, that's going to be your last time.
Your last puff.
I mean, I think it's a pretty fair request of your team.
Yeah, you don't want to ruin a hotel, man. You're down in San Antonio.
Let's not hotbox the hotel room.
Yeah, let's not smell up a room, for sure.
But I think he was also kind of just saying... just go the gummy route. Like that. I was just kind of like just thinking like he was saying without saying, like he just kept saying smoking. Don't want to smell it. You know, do what you got to do. And there's other ways to go about this these days.
If you need to feel a little better, get that soreness out of the way. That's the gummy route.
Do it professionally. Yeah. Okay. Let's be buttoned up in here.
I've held on to this one since the last time I filled on G-Bag Nation. And this is Aries Spears stand up. He had a crazy laugh in the crowd. That's a laugh.
I swear y'all gonna try to repeat tonight. Nobody's gonna believe you. What you mean? It was a girl that sounded like a fire truck. It sounded like she needs some oil. Remember the whiz? loyal to me. The Wiz was a black version of...
Here she is.
What's your name, brother?
Lee.
Where'd you meet her?
Where did you meet her?
Playing basketball.
Playing basketball?
Yeah.
Was she the horn? Well, we could never commit a crime together, and I tell you a joke. Police be like, where the f*** is that?
She's the buzzer.
The buzzer.
What an off. How is her mic, or I mean, it's being picked up. She's from the crowd. That laugh is being picked up all the way from his microphone. That's unbelievable.
That crowd noise is impressive. That's like when you have next to Eric Nadel, Matt Hicks, you have the peanut guy walk next to the crowd mic.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah. But it's just the loudest laugh you've ever heard in your life.
Brings the broadcast to life a little bit. But my goodness, man, that's a deal breaker laugh. Like, that's one of those.
There's a lot of things, but that would be the number one for you?
I don't know if that's the number one, but it's on the list of deal breakers. A laugh like that, when, like, half the point of being in a relationship is to try and make your counterpart laugh.
Laugh.
You want to laugh
together. And you don't want her to laugh at all.
I don't ever want her to laugh ever again. So, I mean, taking your significant other to a comedy show might be a part of the process
the
of
test.
Determining. Yeah, the it's test, a little bit yeah. of a test. Let's see how you really belly laugh here. Because that was a line crosser for me. She stepped over it. She's getting an Uber home after that comedy show.
You have to drive home yourself. Yeah, that's if it's not a red flag, it's a yellow. Like, you're halfway there with that laugh.
I go full red on that. That's not full red for you?
I think there are other things other than the laugh.
Wow. All right, agree to disagree.
Yeah.
I got one more for y'all today. This was yesterday. The New York Knicks, they had a broadcast where they had Donald Duck as a player. It was called Deck the Halls on ESPN, similar to the Simpsons broadcast we had for the Cowboys game a couple weeks ago. And the play-by-play for it just sounds hilarious.
Donald Duck, the offensive rebound, and the basket, and the foul.
Shot goes up, relentless on the glass, even though he's the smallest guy in there.
It's Donald for three. Bullseye!
Donald came to play.
There's Donald. Oh, man! Ananobi surrounded. It's Donald for three. Money again! Donald Duck!
Wow.
I like the little sound that the duck makes, you know, after each three.
So this was another broadcast you could watch during the game?
Yeah, it was an alternate broadcast, exactly. Just like the Simpsons thing, or like the Nickelodeon.
Sure, that's what you're saying, I mean.
Yeah, it's the exact same thing, but I had no interest. I just saw some clips. Like, I've never sat down and actually consumed one of those.
I never did either.
I didn't know they were doing that. Yeah. It was a surprise to me. It really was.
It was out of nowhere, too. I didn't hear any advertising about it.
None.
At least we knew about The Simpsons like a couple weeks beforehand.
Sure.
My goodness gracious.
I think they were testing it out for future.
Test that on a random Tuesday where you're only watching the game if it's a league pass or you're the ultimate degenerate. You know?
Okay.
Test it there. Testing it on Christmas is a bold move. It's not offensive to me. If somebody wants to watch it that way, as long as you're, 10 years old or less.
Yeah.
I'll give you the high five on it. All right, is that it?
That's all we got today.
Very good. Let's get to the voting here. Is it your one-time G-Bag of the Day champion? How does McAfee and his crew keep getting away with this? Is it no bowls for the Buffs bowl game in San Antonio? Bowls-free environment.
Bowls-free.
Deal-breaker laugh at the comedy show, or is it the Donald Duckets that we just heard yesterday? Alternative broadcast. I think I'm going to go with the champion here. Chris, what say you?
I'm rocking with the champion, Pat McAfee, as well.
All right. Broadus' vote is rendered useless.
I will go for the crazy laugh, though.
There you go. I love it. All right. And now you're two-time G-Bag of the Day champion. It continues to be McAfee and his crew. How do they keep getting away with this? NFL News of the Day, top of the hour. We're loaded up today. Eric Kendrick's show coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll also have Will Chambers swinging through for a little Will Chambers Power Hour. Let's get you a sports hodgepodge. We got a media beef. We'll address it next year in the nation. I promised Walchuk while he was out we would honor Hanukkah. Each and every single day, we will find a way to honor Hanukkah. And I think we're just going to keep playing. They're just going to keep hitting the same note each and every day over the course of the next 8 days that we have a show.
Yeah.
And this is our favorite Hanukkah sound. It has been for the last 4 years. This is now the four-year anniversary of this lovely Smokey Robinson cameo.
Hey, Marco. How you doing? Surprise, surprise. This is Smokey Robinson. I know you didn't expect to hear from me. But I was contacted by your sons, Jeff and Jerry. And they wanted me, they told me that you used to live in Detroit across the street from me. And gosh, that's beautiful. How you doing again? Nice talking to you again, I guess. But anyway, you're living in Vancouver now. And they wanted me to wish you happy Chinooka. I have no idea
what
Chinooka is, but happy Chinooka because they said so. Anyway, God bless you, babe, and enjoy Chinooka. Have a wonderful time.
God bless you, Smokey Robinson, who could be seen standing on the sidelines of yesterday's Steelers game.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Steelers fan, funny enough, because apparently, I guess he grew up in Detroit. That is a cameo from 4 years ago.
Wow.
Where a man named Jeff Jacobson tweeted out the video so that we could all consume it for our enjoyment. But he says, my mom grew up on the same street as Smokey Robinson in Detroit. So for Hanukkah, I wanted to reunite them via cameo. And then he says, but the video takes a strange twist. Of course, that twist happens with about 20 seconds remaining in the clip where he starts mispronouncing Hanukkah,
yeah.
Which I will be honest with you, I 4 years ago before understanding, because I've only seen Hanukkah being spelled with an H. I don't know if there that's like the English way of doing it compared to like the more traditional way of spelling it, but like 4 years ago when I saw the Chinooka spelling of Hanukkah,
you thought
I would
same
have said
thing.
It the same
you
way.
Thought the same thing.
I would have said it the same way, so I don't blame Smokey to an extent, but it doesn't make it any less funny. God bless you, Smokey Robinson, and happy Hanukkah to the Woolchucks and those alike who celebrate. Like Bennett. He's got 8 days worth of presents
he's
to
got,
open.
Yeah, he's got it. He's got it all. He's like, say, we're going to give him some more.
What a beast.
Those Apple AirTags is what we're going to give
him. Yeah, that's exactly what he needs.
Need some more of those, yeah.
Well, did you see the media beef that we had brewing yesterday in the world of
pro football? Why are dudes like all my age like going after each other on this thing?
They can't help themselves, man.
Why are we so angry? We're an angry crew, aren't we?
Yeah, you get old, crotchety, and crusty, and you start calling people out. And that's what Mike Florio decided to do after Adam Schefter was in his bag of reporting and letting us all know that Pete Carroll wants to make a return to the NFL sidelines.
Sure does.
He's only been out a year. I don't know why it feels longer than that.
This is surprising to me, though.
That Pete Carroll wants to come back. He's fired from Seattle last year.
Yeah.
He's taken the sabbatical. We haven't seen him at all. He hasn't done the Bill Belichick, find a camera anywhere you can and put your face on it.
That's what I'm saying. I figured
he's just kind of gone away. And he's a year older than Belichick, even though he looks 15 years younger.
Yeah. Pete is like, when you get his age, that's what you want to look like.
Oh, for
sure. You don't want to be walking down the street, looking like, you don't want to be like Bill Belichick. Yeah, it would be Bill Belichick.
Belichick's pulling, though.
Yeah, but that's a good point.
I'm sure Pete could pull as well if he wanted to. I don't know what his relationship.
Maybe we don't know how Pete is pulling. Maybe Pete's doing a good job of keeping that under wraps.
Yeah, he likes to. Where Bill, he doesn't want to kiss and tell.
Nobody wants to look like Bill walking at it with the doorbell cam. Nobody shirtless, gut hanging way over the pants.
I can't believe that video has been proven true. We had so much fun with that video, but we all knew in the back of our minds it's probably not actually Belichick. Yeah, Turns out that's Belichick leaving a 23-year-old's apartment so he can get back to coaching was a terrible Patriots team last year and this year for that matter. So anyways.
But can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
I just kind of felt like that Pete was going to, once the Seattle stuff was all over with, that he was going to move back to Southern California and serve.
Just kick his feet up.
And do all those things he likes doing. And
chew gum and.
Yeah. Just chew gum violently.
And watch football only for the punts.
I don't. I don't understand this one at all.
He's maybe the only coach in football history that enjoys a punt or a field goal more than Jason Garrett did.
I think your guy Harbaugh.
Harbaugh appreciates a field goal.
I think your guy. I think
Jim. Right.
I think Jim
with the Chargers.
I think Jim appreciates a punt.
He does
because it's like. You know, hey, you know, we're not giving the ball up.
We're going to play defense. We're going to run the football.
We're going to run the football. We're going to play defense.
If we win this game 3-0, so damn be it.
Yeah, that's all they care about.
I know. Yeah. It's disgusting. I don't want Pete Carroll, for those curious of like the McCarthy stuff, and we'll get into McCarthy because just more and more now national voices on the inside of things that are talking about McCarthy being back with the Cowboys. So I don't even think Pete Carroll's a realistic option for the Cowboys. I wouldn't want him, though.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want him.
There's some stories that McCarthy might have some opportunities with some of these other teams. Jets, New England. I saw an article.
Bears.
Yeah, I saw an article. It Don Yee.
His agent.
Is one of the most low-key guys ever. He just does not want to be in the media.
You know him well.
Yeah, he's my agent. So Don just wants nothing to do with being in the media. But, you know, he has brought back a couple of coaches. We're talking about Harbaugh. He brought him back from Michigan into the NFL. He's negotiated, brought Sean Payton back, you know, after his year of being gone. So he's pretty good at resuscitating a career or getting a guy to another spot. So... I've seen Don's name appear in a couple different articles here. It's very surprising to me, but it's not like that. McCarthy might have some options if he wants to take them.
Yeah, we'll see about that. That would be fascinating.
Surprising or fascinating? You used the word fascinating. Would it be surprising?
It would be both. It would be both. That like the idea of McCarthy saying thanks but no thanks. Jerry wants McCarthy to return, but McCarthy says. No, he's a free agent coach. His deal's up. So he could decide to go somewhere else. That would be both surprising and fascinating.
Keep an eye, and this is one of my favorite things to say, keep an eye on McCarthy, because I do believe that the words that we're hearing about him worrying about his assistants, I believe that's true. I believe he really, really wants to make sure that his assistants are taken care of. Mike's got his money put away. A lot of these assistants don't. Mm-hmm. And Mike's concerned about that.
Well, yesterday we got the Christmas report from Adam Schefter that former Seahawks coach Pete Carroll has expressed interest in the Bears head coaching job and would like to return to the sidelines. So that's the report. Yeah. Okay, whatever. Then you get a story from Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio, a friend of the station and mostly the morning show, but he decides to tweet out an article, and the headline reads, Pete Carroll wants another NFL head coaching job, and his agent is wisely pulling the strings of a prominent media member to fuel the effort. So the article is basically Florio being, I guess, salty at the idea that Adam Schefter is reporting that Carroll wants in. And that basically, like, Schefter is just doing a solid for Pete Carroll and his agent to get word out there.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks it's some type of bogus thing that Adam Schefter is doing. He's questioning the integrity of Adam Schefter for something like this. It's like Adam's going to scratch
Heyman situation here?
I guess to some extent.
Yeah.
But I don't really have a problem with it at all. I think that's Adam Schefter's job. If he gets a report, if an agent tells him that his coach wants to come back, why wouldn't he report that? I don't know why that's a big deal. But Schefter commented on the article and said, everything you say here is 100% wrong. Keep up the guesswork and Merry Christmas. Adam Schefter now, like, twice in the last month, because what he did to Doug Gottlieb.
Oh, yeah, Doug Gottlieb, yeah.
Gottlieb came after him. Schefter's firing back, dude.
Yeah,
he's got clips ready. So if you want to try and go toe to toe with Adam Schefter on his reporting, then he's going to have something to say about it. And Florio continues to always wants to poke the bear and ruffle some feathers.
Sure,
but Pete Carroll maybe coming back. I wonder how interested teams will be in him. He's a defensive minded guy,
mm-hmm.
so keep that in mind. And his offenses have always been relatively Stone Age. So I don't know. I would not be in favor of this if I was, you know, a fan of any team and they were kicking the tires on Pete Carroll. Thanks, but no thanks on that one. All right, let's get you the NFL news of the day. We'll take a look back at the Christmas Day football action and the Jalen Hurts report. Will he play on Sunday versus the Cowboys? That's next year in the nation.